supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
A true Sunday takes around 30 to 35 of our days to complete. Let's check the spin cycle on Sky Talk with Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Derek, so the sun takes some 30 days to make an entire lap. Seems pretty fast for a body that size.
It certainly does. It's 864,000 miles in diameter, nearly a million miles in diameter. And it's very, very difficult for me to imagine an object of that size rotating at that speed. I mean, if you sort of think about it proportionally, looking at the Earth's rotational velocity, gosh, we're almost 8,000 miles, and it takes us, what, 24 hours, about 24 hours to rotate once. But let us just stretch our minds in another direction, and instead of looking at larger stars or a large star like our sun, let's look at something very small. As it turns out, in the realm of stars, the smaller the star gets, the faster it spins. And in this case, we're talking about a very special case of star, one called a pulsar. So certain stars with a certain amount of material can evolve along through their lives until they get to the point where they find it's necessary to sort of rebalance themselves. They run out of energy that keeps them going, and they rebalance themselves by getting rid of their extraneous material, their upper envelope of gases. But not only do they blow away the gases in what we call a supernova explosion, it also causes the core of the star to shrink dramatically. And in that shrinkage, the core of the star gets rid of every unnecessary piece, including electrons and protons. And all that's left then are neutrons. The densest portion of the nucleus of any atom is the neutrons. So here we now end up with a star that's comprised entirely of neutrons.
No hydrogen, no helium, no carbon.
Nada, nothing, nix, non, ni.
So how small does this neutron star then become?
Typically for a neutron star, they get to be something in the realm of 12 to 20 miles in diameter. And typically it's said that if we could gather up a spoonful of neutron star material, it would weigh something on the order of 4.5 million elephants or some such enormous number. But the other thing that happens is in this collapse of the core that squeezes everything else out and leaves just the neutrons, that energy from all that mass that was there also goes into causing the core of neutrons to begin to spin. And the more of these we have there and the more collapse that happens, the faster these objects can spin. So pulsars are known to spin at very high rates of speed, sometimes 30 times per second. And we can go further. The fastest recorded spinning neutron star, a pulsar, has been recorded at 1.4 milliseconds. That's almost 43,000 rotations per minute.
How does it not immediately spin out of control?
That's a fabulous question. It all has to do with the gravitational attraction caused by this incredible mass of neutrons. It's holding everything in, and it creates an incredible magnetic field. But there is something that escapes from the neutron star, even spinning at that rate, and that is strong pulses of radio energy. And these strong pulses escape out through the magnetic poles, and they cause what would appear to be like a beam of radio energy that sort of sweeps around in a circle.
Hence the pulse.
Hence the pulse. Now, we do know that pulsars do slow down over time, but that slowdown can take millions of years.
Would it be perilous for people to be in proximity of a pulsar, say, a light year or 10 away?
Oh, yes, it certainly can be, because the energy that comes off of these really is very, very intense. So it wouldn't be a good idea to have a planet within a light year of a pulsar. Thank goodness we're pretty far away from any, so. In fact, the youngest pulsar ever discovered is 19,000 light years away from us. So that's a good distance for us to be away from a pulsar.
Does our sun have the potential to become a pulsar?
Fortunately, our star doesn't have the mass it needs to eventually become a pulsar. It will change enough that it won't be a good place for us to live as it ages, It first will grow into a much larger size, encompassing the orbits of the first four planets of our solar system. In other words, we'll eventually be inside our star. And then it will change out to become what's called a white dwarf star, and it will slowly fade away. But it won't have anywhere near as exciting a finish as these pulsars and black holes further on.
Perhaps by then we'll have moved out to the suburbs of our galaxy.
Let's hope we have.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on Sky Talk.